Are you ready for this week's energy forecast? Join us now on Angel Talk Tuesday as Julie Geigel and Susan Schuler allow masters from beyond to speak directly through them, sharing weekly energy forecasts. Julie channels Archangel Metatron, and the Pleiadians and Susan works with a collective conscious known as Jacob, master teachers from the Akasha. Combined, they share a beautiful energy forecast that shines the light on where your attention is best spent right now. This information is sure to help you navigate the ups and downs of being human here on planet Earth. Just being in this higher vibrational energy will help you awaken, expand, and remember your magnificence.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Hi, this is Julie Geigel, and this is Angel Talk Tuesday, and we're so excited to be here with you today. We have the lovely Terry Huberman filling in for Susan Schuler. Welcome, Terry. Thank you so much for that last-minute fill-in.
No problem.
So Terry will be sharing some insights, some messages about where your energy is best spent this week, coming up in our second segment. So just to let you know too, Terry, my segment goes until about 17 minutes after. We have a few commercials, and then we'll come back, and you'll be on until 30 after. And then we'll go back to a commercial break. Then we'll be doing a Facebook Live for our last segment. So if you want to see Terry and I live, be sure to jump over to Facebook. We're going to do that on my personal page today just because we've had so many changes this morning. That'll be over at Julie Miter Geigel. So I'm going to have Terry go ahead and mute herself. And
there we go.
Click on that stop video. So that's perfect. Okay, so I just wanted to share a few things quickly that I've got going on. Again, my name's Julie Geigel. I'm an international psychic medium, trance channel for Archangel Metatron, and awakened healer and spiritual counselor. And so we are actually going to be doing an encore for our Manifesting Mastermind number 8. It has been tremendous. The energy, the creating, working collectively in that mastermind has been incredible. So we are opening that up to the public. Once again, this will be a donation-based program, and this time we'll be doing the audio version. So I will post a recording of the meditations every day on my blog, and you can come together and join us for that awesome mastermind encore. And that will be coming up February 12th, Monday, February 12th. And I believe that's a Monday. Yes, it is. February 12th, I've got registration set up on Eventbrite. So you can pop over there, julie212.eventbrite.com. And then Susan and I have our Lightworkers Mentorship Program, Spring Summer. This is the final in the series. So you don't have to have gone through the first or the second one. You can jump in at any time. This is kind of an ongoing thing that Susan and I teach. So I'll be posting that more about that later on. But very, very exciting. Lots of stuff coming up. And we've got this beautiful super moon tomorrow night, the full blue moon, and the lunar eclipse. So this energy is incredibly intense right now. So if a few things are coming up for you, take lots of deep breaths and try to stay grounded. And Terry, I'm going to have you mute yourself. I can hear a little bit of feedback in the background. So if you just want to hit that mute button, that would be awesome. We're going to go ahead and get started. And I'm going to ring the tincture bells. We're going to move my camera back here. Metatron likes to move my arms around a lot. And we're just going to clear out the space today, creating a pure sacred space for our trance channeling today. Welcome. I am Metatron, here in service to humanity. We are thrilled and delighted to join you on this beautiful day, this beautiful week of the exciting energy that is moving into your planet now. And we are joined here this day by the Pleiadians, feel their love, feel their support, assisting in this beautiful transition. And if you feel this energy is coming at you too quickly, you can ask that it be slowed down. But if you are ready for this next wave, this next transmission of light, open your heart and receive that now. Receive this beautiful, blessed healing, assisting you in stepping into your power, aligning with your truth, and opening to all that you came here to be. This week, your energy is best spent in asking not only in the spiritual realm what it is that you desire, but asking from those here that you are connected with for what you need. So first we will discuss asking in terms of your spiritual team. You're not alone. We witness many of you struggling, many of you overcome and overwhelmed with the energy, with what is happening here on your planet, with what is happening within your own space. We are reminded of Jesus on the cross, crying out, "Oh my God, why have you forsaken me?" God is with you always. He has assigned a spiritual team to you to assist you breath by breath, moment by moment in your life. You are not bothering anybody when you ask. You are not being irritating or preventing another who may be more needy from their turn to ask. Each and every one of you have your own spiritual team. They wait upon you like a butler. but you have free will. They cannot interfere unless you ask. There is no need to do this all by yourself. Your journey can be more fulfilling, more complete, more expansive, as you utilize all of the resources God has given you. So get over yourself and get out of your way and allow the help that you deserve and that is ever available, ever present, always with you, here, for you. And again, your energy is best spent this week in asking for what you need, asking for what you desire, asking for help. Take the time to create your beautiful intentions. Take the time to sit with this precious full moon and lunar eclipse, this incredible energy that is here on this planet, and co-create with your spiritual team, with God, with the universe. And now bring that down into your physical experience. Are you struggling in your life? Are there people in your circle that you could be enlisting to assist you? It could be as simple as asking your husband to make dinner several times during the week, or having firmer boundaries around your children and the expectations of them so that it lightens your burden. Or maybe it is a work issue that you are struggling with, and it's time for you to ask for that extension. Or it's time for you to express how you're feeling and how the people around you, your coworkers, your boss, can support you. Open up to all that you are and ask. You may be surprised at what you will receive. I am Metatron, and I have spoken here this day.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life, and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Do you need help with relationships, romance, or career? I'm a triple-tested, accurate, and ethical psychic medium and spiritual counselor. Simply click on my Call Me Now button at juliegeigel.com. Mediumship readings offer much closure and healing. This is Susan Schuler. Let me connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Schedule an appointment at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on ohmtimesradio.com.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
What? Why? Just wait for the inheritance. We've definitely got a rich uncle somewhere. We're one call away from the winner's circle at the Derby, dinners with multiple forks, a vacation home in the country, using summer as a verb.
You don't actually think that, do you?
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Hi, this is Julie Geigel with Angel Talk Tuesday, and we are joined here by the beautiful Terry Huberman. Welcome,
Aww,
Terry.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me and calling me beautiful. I'm a Leo, so I'm loving that.
Oh my gosh, you're so cute. Yes, so this is your segment, Terry. You can go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us where we can find you. And then if you'd like to share some messages, because I know you are psychic and you work with the spiritual realm most definitely. So we would love to hear your take on where your energy is best spent this week.
Sure. Great. Okay. Thank you. Hi, guys. I'm Terry Huberman. I'm a psychic. I am a medium, and I do IET energy healings, which is working with the angelic realm to clear out karmic clutter, all that fun sort of stuff. You can find me on Facebook at Terry Huberman Spiritual. I'm sorry, Terry Huberman Intuitive Coach. You can find me on Instagram at HypnoCutie. And, of course, Twitter at Terry Huberman, and my site is terryhuberman.com. That's TerrieHuberman.com. So I have a background in all different types of energies and especially paranormal background as well. And I just want to say hello to everybody and thank you so much for joining in. And I wanted to chat a little bit in regards to the energy of this week because it's kind of special. We have some astrological weather happening. There are celestial awakenings going on here that we haven't really had in about 150 years. So it's pretty cool that we get to experience that. So what we have going on is we have the sun in Aquarius, right? We have the moon in Leo, a full moon, and this is tomorrow. And it's at 5:27 a.m. Pacific time. So you might want to just make note of that if you're on the West Coast or East Coast. We have a super moon going on, and a super moon is when the moon is closest to Earth in its elliptical orbit, so it's much bigger and much brighter. And we have a blue moon. You know that saying, once in a blue moon? Well, what a blue moon is two full moons in a calendar month, okay? So we actually had one on January 1st. And now we have on January 31st. So January was bookended by full moons. We also have a blood moon going on. I know that sounds scary, but it's not. It's actually fabulous. What it is, it's when there is a lunar eclipse. So you have the Earth, then you have the sun, and you have the moon all lined up. And what you're seeing is the shadow of the Earth on a red tint. It's kind of red tinty-ish, that's a word, on the moon. So it looks like it's kind of like a red bloody color. So you can best see that on the West Coast, I believe, tomorrow early morning about 5 a.m. So what's special about all this is typically full moon is generally speaking about releasing energy, letting go of anything that no longer serves you. But we have the sun in Aquarius and we have the moon in Leo, and Leo is about being all heart and having meaningful emotional situations. And Aquarius is about being socially conscious, okay, and visionary and progressive. So you kind of have like head and heart going sort of at each other. I don't know if you want to call it that, but it's important to kind of sort of integrate those energies, right? So when you're doing any social action or social consciousness or visionary or progressive thinking, try coming more from the heart. So this week, that's kind of what you want to do. Do things that are meaningful coming from a heart, from a heartfelt, heart link, heart connection place. So that's a really great way of using the energy for this week as well. Now, the eclipse is super, super important because this whole celestial activity that's going on, all of this astro weather, kind of sets us up for the next 6 months. And it's about the eclipse represents bringing out hidden stuff that we might have within ourselves, right? So truths are revealed, yeah? And what we're being forced to do with the sun in Aquarius and this full moon energy in Leo is to come face to face, okay? Coming face to face with these inner truths, these deep, deep, deep-seated thoughts. Some people might call it shadows, shadow self. So we're being forced to deal with it. Now, as scary as that sounds, right, and as uncomfortable as it may be, because we're consistently being reminded of it over and over and over, let's look at the bright side of this. There's a silver lining, and that is clarity, right? Because this stuff is coming out, we now know and can recognize the various patterns in ourselves that have been holding us back or keeping us smaller or lower and not fully expressing ourselves. And Metatron earlier, when the message was coming through, was saying all of that. And it's about reclaiming your power. Now, the only way you can do that is by knowing what's going on. So, see, that's the beauty in this chaotic, hot mess of energy, is that everything is being thrown at you. You're having to deal with it and take it a lot by heart, so that's good and bad, right? But it's being shown to you. You're being faced with it. So you have the clarity. So now you can see any destructive patterns or which way you can improve or which direction even to go. So with every breakdown, there's a breakthrough, silver lining, and we need to kind of come from a place of looking at that, because now that we have this clarity, we can actually start the healing, right, so that we can move on. So what this does is it opens up new paths for us, and we can come up with life solutions, and that's where astrologically the weather is this week, and we can capitalize on that. So each and every one of us is very individual, and astrologically speaking, we each have our own ingredients, which is your own astral natal chart. But just for the collective as a whole, we can kind of look at this astrological event going on with all of this moon and eclipse. And the fact that it's bookended with the blue moon situation, and it's setting us up for the next 6 months. So just kind of think of maybe the next 6 months as an opportunity for you to reclaim your power and for you to move forward. And it's all about transformation. And what's lovely about the entire energetic feel or groove or vibrational energies of 2018 is that even though there's a lot of transformation that's going to be happening, you're going to see results of the work that you do. So many times, you know, I'm going to use this example. So many times you'll go on a diet, right? And you eat so well and you weigh yourself. And after a week, you're like, oh man, I only lost 3 pounds, right? Well, now imagine that the universe is working with you, right? And so they're meeting you halfway. So you do your work, they're doing their work, and it actually ends up being a 6 pound loss instead of a 3 pound loss, you see? So the energy of what is going on this week is actually really, really important in setting up the stage for the next 6 months and ultimately for the entire year of 2018. So even though, and I completely understand and I get it, because I am not exempt, just because I study some of this stuff and just because I'm in tune with energy, I'm still wearing my earth suit. I'm still in this physicality. I'm not exempt, so I feel it too, and I am a Leo myself, so I'm kind of getting an oomph. I'm getting a little bit more of an oomph, but that's really the best way to utilize this energy of this week. So everything that Metatron was saying is exactly the energy of what's going on this week, and this is an opportunity for you guys to capitalize on that. So if you can just know that the pain, the heartache, the grief, and the loss, frustration, and anger that's going on right now is sort of a recalibration and a reintegration of who your true essence and being is / are. So you're really in a good place because now you can have the clarity so that you can heal and move forward and start getting unstuck. I don't know about you guys, but I've been feeling a little bit stuck lately. So go ahead, take that message, move forward, be well, and thank you for letting me share that with you.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Would you like to speak to an archangel? Hi, I'm Julie Geigel, Transchannel for Archangel Metatron. Book your session now and get the clarity and insight you need to make this your best year yet.
Past life readings promote understanding about current life situations. This is psychic medium Susan Schuler. Let me help you gain insight. Book an appointment today at mediumsusan.com.
And we are the Psychic Angel Channelers from Angel Talk Tuesday, hosted every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern on OmTimesRadio.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Today, my new dad and I shot off a rocket in the park.
Today, my new son and I failed to shoot off a rocket.
The rocket launched into the air.
And then crashed into the pond.
I'll never forget that day.
I'll never forget that day, even if I tried.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
All right. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. We are going live on Facebook right now. So we're live. All right. Welcome. Welcome to our Facebook fans here. We are live with Angel Talk Tuesday, sharing your weekly energy forecast for the week of January 29th through February, I think it's February 5th. My calendar.
Fifth is Monday.
Yeah, February 4th. February 4th. And where is your energy best spent this week? Hi, this is Julie Geigel, International Psychic Medium, Transchanneler for Archangel Metatron, and Spiritual Counselor and Healer. And I have the awesome Terry Huberman with us. And Terry,
hi guys.
Share a little bit about who you are and where we can find you.
Sure. I'm a psychic, a medium. I do IET energy healings. I kind of like to look at myself as a coach because I'm like wellness. I just help people get unstuck. I think that's just the easiest way to say that. On Facebook, you can find me at Terry Huberman, Intuitive Coach. Instagram, HypnoCutie. Twitter, at Terry Huberman. And my website, terryhuberman.com.
Awesome,
so there you go.
Awesome.
That's how you can find me.
Absolutely. And you can find me over at juliegeigel.com and Psychic Medium Julie on Facebook. So if you are joining us live on Facebook right now, we've got some exciting news for you. This energy this week is unbelievable. So we'd love it if you go ahead and hit the like or love button in the comment section. If you could post where you're from, your first name, where you're from, and any thoughts about this beautiful energy this week. Are you feeling a flow like you've never felt before? Or are things crazy, all kinds of craziness going on around you and you're wondering what the heck is going on? We're here to help. We're here to help. And here we go. We've got our first love. Thank you, Julie. Oh, there's everybody. I see you now. All right. Oh, Terry, you're in there. Chris,
I'm still learning how to do all of this.
Oh my gosh, I tell you, some days it's like, oh, could I wear another hat?
Exactly.
So we are live on Om Times Radio. If you have a psychic or medium question, you can dial in to Om Times. We're taking live callers at 1-202-570-7057. And at the very end, the last 5 minutes, we will be doing a psychic reading for our Facebook fans. We've got Jackie from India. Awesome. Julie from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hello, Julie. And again, thank you so much for showing up today. We're here to share the energy forecast. And I don't know what Metatron said. Oh my gosh, I was, you know, very into the channeling this morning. So Terry's going to recap Metatron's messages, and then I will recap some of the messages that Terry brought through, which were very, very exciting as well. And again, if you're just joining us now on Facebook Live, we appreciate your love and support. Be sure to hit that like or love button. And if this resonates with you today, our weekly energy forecast, go ahead and share that in your newsfeed. Don't forget to say hello. And you know how much I love those emojis. So throw me some flowers or those beautiful, beautiful animals. I love the penguins, my favorite one. But Terry, we're going to turn it over to you.
Okay, fabulous. So, you know, Metatron's messages resonated with me personally, so I have to thank you for that. And what Metatron was talking a lot about was help, not being afraid to ask for help. So on various levels, from your spirit team and from your fellow humans and colleagues and just humanity itself. So a lot of times we're feeling like we are irritating somebody or bothering them. And Metatron literally said, no, you're not. You're not bothering them. You're not irritating them. So go ahead and do it because it's about co-creation. And one of the interesting things, and it was just such a nice reminder, was that Metatron said, you are not alone in this. And so many times, and when Metatron meant this, of course, human life, I mean, so many times we feel alone. I feel alone, you probably feel alone, and we just need reminders that we're not. So that's what was so beautiful about this was the reminder, and it was so gentle and loving, and that we are not alone, and it's okay to ask for help. There's no shame in it. Oftentimes, I know I do, I find it hard to ask for help. So it was just a nice reminder to just go ahead and do it. We're not alone. And it's about co-creation. I mean, that's why we are here, to have relationships with people. And the only way you can do that is by communicating with them and oftentimes asking for help.
Yeah, I mean, I really loved that message too today. And again, this is where your energy is best spent this week. Ask. A-S-K.
Ask.
Capital letters, bolded, underlined, ask. So get clear about what you want and ask. Set those intentions.
Yep.
This energy that's coming through, and Terry talked a lot about this, and we'll get into that in just a few moments. But the energy that's coming through for us because of this beautiful astro weather, as Terry called it, is really supporting us. And so, yeah Metatron really wanted to remind us that we're not alone and we need to ask. Get really clear about what it is that you want in your life and ask for help. So not only asking for help from the spiritual realm, from your spiritual team, maybe you go directly to God and that's who you work with. I'm a firm believer that we have a team, a spiritual team that's with us, working in addition to God. And when you work in harmony with them, when you enlist their support, it changes everything. It really creates a beautiful partnership. But not only with the spiritual realm, Metatron talked too about here in the physical plane. Terry, do you want to highlight a few things?
Sure. And it was very much about not feeling like you're bothering people. You know, and that is the thing. People, thankfully, people don't, well, most people, I should say, let me reframe that. Most people don't want to put other people out of the way, you know, out of their norm. So to go ahead and ask, it's okay. You're not annoying them. You're actually co-creating with them. You're working as a team with them. So to go ahead and do that, that's what is really important to do. And I really feel that Metatron was really making that message clear, that it's okay to ask. There's no shame. Don't feel like you're bothering somebody.
So we'd love to hear from you in our newsfeed. What do you need in your life? What is around the house? Is there something that your husband could be helping you with, but you just haven't asked for it? Is there something that your children could do that would really ease your burden, but you just haven't asked for it? What about at work? Do you need an extension on that deadline? Could you use some more help with a project? What are you holding on to that if you just opened your heart and asked for what you needed, it could really ease your burden here? You know, most specifically this week. So don't forget to ask. And you never know. I mean, I get so frustrated with my husband. It's like he doesn't ask, but then he gets mad because nobody's pitched in to help. And I mean, that was, our children are grown and gone now, but that was forever a point of contention with him. Is he'd be out there raking the yard, and then it would be over and done, and he'd get in and he'd be mad and for a couple days, and I'm like, what's wrong? And he's like, well, here I was out there raking that yard, nobody stopped to come out and help me. And I'm like, did you ask? If you would ask, just tell us, you know, Saturday at 10 o'clock we're all raking the yard, we'd be there. But we're not mind readers, even though I am a psychic. We're not mind readers.
Two different things.
When it comes to that, you need to let me know.
Yeah.
You need to ask for what you need. Because you will be surprised at the people that are wanting to jump in and really help you. You know, sometimes I get in my own little world. And it's not right, maybe, but I need you to just tell me. I don't want to have to try to figure it out.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And here's the thing is that a lot of times people think asking for help puts you in a vulnerable place, and it does. And people don't want to have those feels and then get rejected. So a lot of times it's fear of rejection. And, you know, I mean,
good point.
Sometimes we got to suck it up, Buttercup, and just do it. And then what happens is that all of a sudden we start moving forward. And it's like, oh, wow, had I not asked for help, then this wouldn't have come. And then I wouldn't have met this person and then done this and that. So we live life like this so much because we're in so much fear. And in this particular case, it's fear of rejection. Like, what if they say no? But the reality is, if they say no, then you're not any worse off than you were before, right? So you might as well ask.
I know. I'll never forget a camping trip we took once, and we were so lost. Oh my gosh. And of course, I was the navigator, and I don't know what we did, but we were lost. And my husband would not stop for directions. And eventually we made it there a couple hours later, but we could have been there a whole lot quicker if he would have stopped and asked for directions.
Yeah.
And our lives are like that. We'll get there eventually. We might be a little pissed off by the time we get there, but we will eventually get there. The bottom line is we'll get there a heck of a lot sooner if we ask for help. Who's with me on this? Anybody agree with me?
Me.
We've got Jackie. I hesitate to ask all the time, so this is good learning for me. Awesome, Jackie. Thanks for that comment. And we've got Mark joining us. Hello, Mark. Thanks.
Hi, Mark.
From Seattle. Seattle is in the house today.
West Coast.
Love that. All right. Well, let's shift gears over to messages from Terry. Terry was amazing this morning. And I just want to take moment to pause and send some love and light to our Susan. She is under the weather. She's very sick. And we are just sending her all kinds of angels, her spiritual team, a plethora of love, light, and healing. I just keep imagining a beautiful rainbow from the sky encircling and enfolding her with God's love. So we're going to send out that blessing to our beautiful Susan and anybody out there who's not feeling well today, anybody who's under the weather, feel free to put your name or the issue in our feed. We'd love to send you blessings of love and light. Always am a firm believer in prayer. Prayer changes your life. All right, Terry. Wow, Terry, that was it was awesome. Loved your segment. You did a great job.
Oh, good.
Girl. Oh, yeah. Suck it up, Buttercup. That's actually one of my favorite phrases. I love that one.
Yeah.
Terry talked about how this astro weather can be a bit of a chaotic, hot mess of energy, but we can harness the power of this energy right now and co-create with the universe. She mentioned that it's been 150 years since we've had, and if I am saying this correctly, we've got the super moon, a blue moon, a blood moon, a full moon, and a lunar eclipse. That's five. And the number five is all about intense, massive shifts and changes. So, and as I was just saying that last thing, the time on our timer was 1:11.
Oh, I love that. Oh,
I know. I'm
secret.
A huge numerology girl. Yeah.
Fabulous.
All right. So Terry talked about how we can harness this power. She explained that the lunar eclipse is really setting us up for the next 6 months. So that's why, you know, it really is crucial to set that intention to ask your spiritual team for help. What it is, what is it that you want to create for the next 6 months, for the next year? Because I've been told and confirmed by many, many people that 2018 is a year of massive, massive changes, and they're not always going to feel good. So right now, these next 6 months, this is the calm before the storm. So in 6 months' time, it might be pushed out a little further. There's going to be like an eruption. There's going to be like big shift, big change. So right now, the next 6 months, I'm telling you, people, get your ducks in a row. Get your ducks in a row. And what is it that you want to create? Because it does not, even though there's this massive change that's coming on this planet, it does not have to be bad experience, it can be a good experience.
Right.
And that's what Terry talked about too, the silver lining, the cloud and the silver lining.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that,
yeah.
Terry?
Well, I love the fact that Metatron was saying ask for help. See, and what's great about that is that once you have clarity, then you can actually know what you need help with so that you can ask. So the fact that this lunar eclipse is actually bringing out all of our insecurities and anything that we've had to deal with, it shows us, okay, I know that now that this is what I want to work on. So let me go ahead and ask for help in how I can go ahead and reel it in, bring it and transform. So you can see how well both messages really blend together. It's almost like you need one to have the other. And then once you do, it's like that is co-creation. So that's really important, I think, for today's general message from Metatron and just like all this astro weather that's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so Terry also talked about that hidden stuff, truth is being revealed.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that in the media every single
yep.
day. And I mean,
yep.
It's a tragedy, a travesty, all of these things that have been happening, especially in regard to sexual abuse. But it's also this incredible blessing. So many women are being empowered to
yeah.
finally speak their truth, to be heard and to be seen. And it's changing. It is a game changer. So I'm thankful that, you know, for the voice of those people that began
yeah.
the movements and then all of the people that have followed after that. And it's a beautiful, beautiful energy that's only going to get stronger and stronger.
Right.
And so the coming face to face and truths being revealed. Terry also talked about shadow selves. You want to expand yeah. on that a little bit, Terry?
Sure. So a lot of times the things that we think are bad about us are actually just things that we've repressed or kept hidden. And so a lot of times, you know, it's embarrassing, we feel ashamed or whatnot, but it's the truth and it's the reality. And if we can just accept that, hey, at this very moment, that's what we're experiencing, it's okay. We're not the only ones that are doing that. Each person is doing it at their own individual time. So it's better to actually embrace it instead of push it away. So I literally, as silly as this is, I have this whole visual and a scene that I play out. So if I'm experiencing fear, which causes anxiety, I'm like, oh, hi, anxiety. How are you? Because I know I'm having anxiety. I'm like, hey, anxiety, how are you? Why don't you come over here? I've got a table, sit down. I've got tea and cookies. So tell me what's going on. That's a way of coming face to face with it. And it's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying to do that. But it's also what it does is it allows me to go, okay, I've got anxiety. This is just what I'm dealing with right now. So I'm just going to sort of embrace it, hang out with it for a little bit. And eventually it's going to need to go to the bathroom and leave, you know,
right.
or whatnot.
Well,
so,
well oftentimes yeah. when we give it a voice like that, it'll dissolve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It dissolves and it goes faster than it normally
yes.
would. So, yeah. And it's the old spiritual paradigm to let go and get rid of and to stop thinking about something. But it's a new spiritual paradigm with the ascension and all of this to go, no, you know what? It's okay. I'm going to embrace it. This is just me. This is who I am. And right now I'm having a bit of an anxiety attack. So that's just the way it is. It's me, you know,
mm-hmm.
let's
Beautiful.
Just embrace ourselves in those moments. Yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, you are perfection. There's no fixing. You don't need to be fixed.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's broken.
Exactly.
And when we embrace our shadow side of who we are, it opens us to be able to be more present with not only ourselves,
yeah.
but everybody else in our life. Yeah, love that. Because, you know, you don't need the pill. You don't need that
right.
deny or ignore or refuse or hide. All of that's old energy. Now it's just,
yeah.
this is who I am. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
And loving yourself despite
exactly.
the shadows. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And always taking responsibility. Always taking responsibility. I loved how you talked about that this new energy is giving us a clarity, a certainty that we did not have before. And in that clarity, we are able to recognize blocks. We're able to see the truth in situations, the truth of how we're sabotaging ourselves, or the truth of what it is specifically that we can change or transform to work better with us instead of working against us. Any more comments on that? And I love Terry when you said every breakdown is a breakthrough.
It's true. Well, that's the silver lining part. But there's actually a sense of freedom, in my opinion, of knowing that you are the cause of some of your own issues. And that's because you know that you can actually, you know, we can't control things. Life just kind of happens. Life doesn't happen to us. But when we recognize that we're doing something over and over and over again, and we're doing the self-sabotage or whatever, that also means that we are the ones that can change it. It's not an outside influence. And a lot of times people want that outside to blame, you know, they want to take it away from themselves. But how freeing is it to know that, whoa, I'm the one that can actually help this situation, which means I can go at the pace that I want. And obviously working with the spirit, with your spirit team in divine timing. But to me, that's a sense of freedom knowing, okay, at least I know so-and-so isn't actually after me, or, you know, these things are happening because I suck, or because, you know, whatever. It's like, it's you going, okay, now I know that this is happening. I have the clarity for it. So now I just need to figure out and work on it and how I can do it. So that actually gives you a sense of control. And to me, that's freeing. That it's not coming outside.
Yeah, most definitely. And I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who's joined us here on Facebook. We truly appreciate your love and support. We are here every single Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Time. And we're here sharing a beautiful energy forecast for the week. Where is your energy best spent? And we just wanted to say good morning to Julia from Kodiak Island, Alaska. Thanks for stopping by, Julia, and saying hello in our newsfeed. We love you. All right. We are taking a free psychic reading right now. And so.
Excellent.
Okay, and just checking to see if we have anybody that's called in. You can dial in on the radio show, 1-202-570-7057, or if you just want to post your psychic question in our news feed right now, we're taking psychic questions. Or I work with a ton of different angel card decks. If you want me to pull a card for you this morning, I certainly can do that too. And Jackie says, thanks so much. Julia says, love you too, sweetie. And she says, good morning to Susan. Again, please send Susan love, light, and healing. She's not feeling well this morning. But go ahead, post your psychic question in our newsfeed. The next person that I see in our newsfeed, we will go ahead and give a free psychic reading to. And like I said, if you'd just like us to, I can pull an angel card. Terry can expand on information that's come in. We work quick, and we work in many, many different ways. So we've got about 2 minutes left here. And I just wanted to mention, too, that the universe is working with you right now this week, so your results are doubled. I loved how Terry talked about when we just do it ourselves, you know, certainly we're going to get a result. But right now, the energy this week, ask. The result that you're going to get this week because of this amazing energy here, double, triple. I'm seeing exponential.
Yep.
All right. And so we've got Jessie, and she is stuck on which place to move. So, Jessie, I could certainly check the chart for you here. Do you have a couple places or different regions in mind? I can let you know what is hot and what is cold. And and Terry, feel free to jump in at any time if you're picking up something there with Jessie.
She just wants to know where.
She just says she's stuck on which place to move. Oh, here we go. Phoenix or Portland? I'm going to go ahead and check the chart.
Phoenix or Portland.
Terry, if you're getting anything. Let's see.
Yeah, so to me, it feels like Portland would be a better option for you. And the reason why, it feels like you need to have more of a social aspect. And so to me, Portland just feels like it would be better suited socially for you, whereas Phoenix, it may be more difficult for you to be in groups or you know, find other people. So socially, Portland.
Awesome. And I work with a percent of value chart and a pendulum. And so what I'm getting for you, Jessie, is there's no wrong answer here. It was 90% for Phoenix, 100% for Portland.
Wow.
That's why you're having such a hard time making a decision, is that there really is no wrong decision. You'd have a great experience in both places. I agree with Terry, a little bit better in Portland. There seems to be a little more ease in that place versus Phoenix. But there are no wrong decisions. All right, we are out of time today. Thank you, everyone, for showing up. We look forward to seeing you next week. And enjoy that incredible moon tomorrow night.